Next question, is there anything wrong with doing some real estate flipping apartments or Amazon selling Ben Astar if I'm keeping to my regular store? No one can tell you there's something wrong of making being Mefanis Anshe Beisai. Certainly, if your aim is not Lis Asher and your aim is Lefanis Anshe Beisai, no one can tell you it's wrong, but they could tell you that you drop yourself 100 Madregas, and if you're Shayach to the bigger Madrega, whoever's Shayach to the Loy Shevet Levi Bovad, excuse the expression, and get the help from them, not only is he himself cheating himself and robbing himself of Oisha Nitzri, but he's also, from a financial point of view, working his way into a very terrible situation. This is from the doing that somebody told Rabbi Zishach that he worked it out, that, you know, he was a young man and he was struggling in Parnassa, but managing, and he made a cheshbon that because of his bikkiyus and computers, if he spent a half hour a day Ben Asnaram on it, he would make enough money to cover the deficit that he's reaching every month. And, you know, Shach told him not to do it, but and Shach predicted it, and the prediction came true that he did it, and he got that amount of money, but suddenly that whole thing was lysophic. Suddenly his boiler broke, and he needed another $3,000. You know, it just, he got that amount of money for that half hour, but Blaise explained to him that Kolzman, you're in the Shevet Levi, so you have the Siyat Nishmat being nitzel from the boiler breaking and call other meaning that your kids need the braces or don't need the braces, whatever it is, thousands of other bills. Once you walk down from Shevet Levi, so then it's not just that half hour and not just that $100 that you're missing for that month. Then you go to the Echa'idim and Da'idim Atev, and then there can be many other tzrachim that are noted and is Havah. So he's going to more and more be on Amazon. Now, remember, there's always two different yonim when we talk about somebody going on Amazon or flipping homes. There's the N and there's the G. And these two together, if someone has side the N and side the G, that is a very hefty recipe everyone understands what N and G is. There's need and there's greed. There are two in yonim. And most people have both of them. And both together is a very powerful recipe that it's not going to remain long, that it's only Ben Hasdarim that he's on Amazon. Very, very unpopular. There's always going to be a Tzeirich kach v'kach, and a Tzeirich kach v'kach, and I can only reach him at 5 o'clock. Yeah, little by little, it's just the Yitzhar is going to tear him away. And that's especially if the G is a dominating factor. If it's N, then sometimes it's a little bit more shomer, it's a little bit nutzer, the Chemdes Hamon. But kemat nobody has a real sinus a moment. Everybody has a shtikol chem, a moment of machzal shoshel riyah. Some people it's more intense, some people it's less intense, but it's a very, very dangerous thing, and it's spoiled a lot. And, you know, this system, I'm just going to do a little bit, you know, it's yitochen mo'i that if the guy's shyly is, should I do a little bit now, or now just be my sinevshal in 2-3 years or 5 years is a bit symptom, and then have to do it earlier. But if I do it now, then the whole time I'll be able to have a little revach. He's better off learning the shleimus the first couple of years and being matzche all this, and then jumping into it at some point when he needs a panasa. You know, that lechay would make the most sense. Keeping to my regular stuff. It would be the approach. It's very hard to hold on to this. It's always a different things. Let me tell you this story that I read, which I find very frightening. It's a little bit of a dime to this, but from that story, you'll be able to makish how it's going to shtel zechus for a regular bateira. This is going back 100 years when in America, the Shmir Shabbos was a very big problem. And there were, you know, most of our others, whoever was here in America, if we're still here, and Shemir Shabbos, they had to be Meisen Efesh and give up a job every Friday, and they wouldn't come in Saturday, they couldn't come in Monday, and all those tzaras that we all heard about from the older generation. So there was one Yid that was suffering gefelch, losing a job, couldn't hold down a job, barely had what to eat. You remember, back in the 1920s, there was no such thing as welfare, no such thing as unemployment. You starved. I mean, you had to get some eitzes, so the eitzes were so schwach. You had to be a peddler, you had to this and talk. So, I mean, it was very, very difficult to know him if you couldn't get a job that you'd be able to be shame in Shabbos. And of course, many, many people fell by the wayside to this big nizonim. It was a very schwer tkufa. This went on until about the 1940s, when they made Saturday an off day, but up until then, it was a very big problem. So anyways, there was one year that was suffering. If I, like, I had a brother who was very wealthy in L.A., and his brother called him and said, move from New York, from the Lower East Side, moved, and I'll give you a job and I'll employ you. And even though I myself have already given up that commitment of Shabbos, I still respect it very much, and I'm going to do everything I could to make sure you keep up with that standard. And the Frumer brothers just doesn't trust it. Like, I don't see how it's going to happen. You know, how are you going to be able to keep it going? And the older brother makes a very firm commitment and puts it in writing, I'm never going to ask you to come in to work on Shabbos. It's good. It's fine. Don't worry. I really respect that commitment. Come, you know, because he pasha was chas, that his brother had no way to live. So this poor Elchi Taka moved from New York to L.A. and got a job and was misparnas bereva from his talent in the job. And his brother would never ask him to come in on Shabbos. After about 8 months, the Frey brother says to him, I know I made a commitment to you never to ask you to come in on Shabbos, and I'm not prepared to break that commitment. I do believe you should be mamshel b'shem Shabbos, but there's a very big problem going on here at the business. In this factory, we have many, many Yidden working, and they all want to be Shemesh Shabbos, and I forced them all to come to work. You're the only one that's getting away with it, and they're mad like the Dickens. They're very angry, and they're lobbying me to get the same kind of arrangement that you get. And there's just no way for me to hold dice with it. So what I'm asking you to do is come to the factory, don't be Mechal Shabbos, go into your office, shut the door. Nobody knows that you're sitting and saying Tillin with your slime over there. Nobody knows what you're doing. So it's all going to work. No one knows, but then I'll have a terrorist that I didn't even let my brother, I made him come in also. I'll have a terrorist to all the other hundreds of Yidden that are lobbying to be able to get off from the Chil Shabbos. So after a few Haftorahs, this Erlich brother agreed to that. And that's what he was doing. He was coming there and singing his mirrors quietly in his little cubicle where he worked in his, and nobody knew about it. Basically, how long did this last? So everyone could predict exactly how it happened. I can tell you a little bit what happened. It seems as though some big machine epis fell, and all the workers there in the factory were all mobilized and drafted to help pick up this big machine and to replace it with Kaimai. And it was a very hard job, and every little hand helped was needed. And they're barging down his door, come help. You know, we gotta help. It's a group effort to pick up this machine. So he reasoned somehow that's maybe just a shashmukta, drabonin, and kovrabriyas, and a hair on him, and to be able to keep the other job. But he somehow got some kind of logic to allow that, to permit himself. But that was the beginning of the big slide. And today, his children don't look any different than the brother from L.A.'s children, grandchildren. So that's all b'negeya the Shmira Shabbos. But b'negeya being a b'nteira, that's even worse because the Satan works harder to start learning more than he works harder to start Shabbos. And the Mela, you know, a guy starting with this, there's no issa. A person is entitled to make a panosa. But if he's trying to read the Zechai, I am still the b'nteira because I only do a b'nes darim. That works if he's selling some vitamins, you know what I mean, or something like that. But when he's on Amazon, he's on the roller coaster, or he's flipping, the apartments and this and that. You know, you just get deeper and deeper and thicker into it. It's more like the guy who moves to L.A. in the hope of the aftach of his brother that he's not going to have to be Michal Shabbos. That's what, you know, I would suggest on this one. Let's go on to the next question.